In Scripture, God describes both himself and his word as light and life. And then, just as we remember Jesus in the little manger, he humbly says that we can carry that light and life in our hands like a lamp. This is Rob Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day. Psalm 119:105 is famous in and of itself, but it's also becoming more famous as we talk about it during Carathon. It is a beautiful verse made famous also by songs over and over again. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, is what the writer of Psalm 119 wrote, inspired by the Holy Spirit. This particular psalm, as you probably know, is the longest as far as verses go in Scripture, 176 verses, and it keeps referencing the law of God over and over. In fact, it uses many different words, both in the original and in most translations, to describe the law: testimonies, precepts, statutes, commandments, ordinances, righteous judgments are just a few of those words that are mentioned. And then it uses this somewhat more generic word, word. And when we get to Psalm 119:105, we start to see why. Because the word, word, includes more than just the law. It includes the gospel. And so we see in the references in the text, and there are many where the word is mentioned in Psalm 119, different sorts of associations. We see being revived, strengthened, salvation, trust, truth, hope, comfort, graciousness, sweetness. And then when we get to Psalm 119:105, we see a lamp. As we think about this, it makes perfect sense, because God now, in the good news of Christ as our light and life, comes to us and calls us from darkness into light. You may remember Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? That's the good news. Jesus protects me from condemnation. He protects me in a way from the law's condemnation. And then Psalm 18:28, for you light my lamp. God illumines my darkness, is what the psalmist says. What a beautiful passage about God doing it all. And so now we have this light and we have this lamp and we carry it through life. And so as St. Paul described being called from darkness to light in the beautiful confession in Colossians 1, he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. We now remember that this is where we're called to live. We're called to live in light. And in that light, we have a job. Actually, we become like pastors or priests. St. Peter said it this way, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So as we carry this lamp with us in this life, we think about the way that God is going to continually enlighten us. There is one more verse I want to share with you from Psalm 119 that employs light. It is Psalm 119, verse 130. The unfolding of thy words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. When we hang out with the light, when we stick our nose in Scripture, it continues to bring more light. It's like God creating light first and then creating the stars. Those stars that he created may seem small, but you know that many of them are bigger than the sun. And so that's the way God's word is. It enlightens us and gives us light that saves forever. This is Pastor Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day, wishing you to walk in the light.